Welcome to the Anxious Attachment Solution. I am your host, Life Coach Amberlynn. I teach women how to take back their brain from anxious attachment patterns with love and compassion. It is my mission to help every anxiously attached woman understand their brain, stop the anxious cycle, and finally feel confident and secure in who they are so they can live the life they want. I'm so glad you're here with me today. Welcome to the Anxious Attachment Solution. I am your host, Life Coach Amberlynn. On today's podcast, I just want to share with you things that I do differently now as a person with anxious attachment, knowing what I know now about the brain and emotions and thoughts. But before I get started, I feel like you may need to hear this from me. I want you to know that it can get better. Just because you are a person with anxious attachment who overthinks, who has big reactions sometimes, and fears rejection, I want you to know it can get better. You don't have to live in a constant state of fear and anxiety, no matter what society is telling you about anxious attachment, no matter what your childhood was like, no matter what all of your past relationships say, no matter what that little voice in your head says, you don't have to let your anxious attachment control your life. And you don't have to just accept that this is what a person with anxious attachment gets out of life. This is how it feels for them to be in relationships. I am here to tell you this because I have been there, and there is hope and real strategies you can put into place today to take back control in your life and your relationships. Just because you have anxious attachment doesn't mean it has to have you. You are not your anxious attachment, even though sometimes it feels like it. I want you to know I know this because I've been where you are and I understand what it feels like. And I want you to know that if you are willing to try thought work, if you are willing to learn about anxious attachment cycle and learn to feel hard emotions, you can get to a place where you can manage your anxious attachment and you can take back your control. You can get to a place where you don't feel crazy all the time. You can get to a place where you recognize your anxious attachment when it's being triggered and you know that your emotions are safe to be felt and you don't have to be reactive. If you are willing to do the work on your mind and on your thoughts and growing your capacity to feel uncomfortable emotions, you will be able to see that you have a lot of untamed thoughts creating unnecessary chaos in your mind and causing a lot of unwanted feelings in your body and in your life. If you decide to no longer let anxious attachment be your reason or your excuse for your life, and you choose to do the work, you can get to a place where you truly believe you are lovable and that you are enough. You will get to a place where you believe you are enough, not just for yourself, but for the right person. You can get to a place where your anxious attachment plays an understudy rather than the leading role in your life and relationships. You can get to a place where you stop overthinking thoughts in the moment, where you are able to recognize that these thoughts are creating unnecessary fear and upset. When you are willing to learn how to feel hard emotions without impulsively reacting with an outburst or trying to action out of these feelings, you will get to a place where something will happen to trigger your anxious attachment. And you will be able to pause and feel your feelings and be in control because you will have learned that you are actually safe even though your brain is freaking out. When you learn thought work, you will understand that your thoughts create your feelings and that other people's thoughts create their feelings. So no matter what you do, you can't make someone love you or stay when they aren't meant to. And you will learn that you will be okay. Doing thought work will change your life, and you will learn that you are capable of feeling all emotions so that they won't be as scary. So how do you get there? You have to learn how to do things differently. You have to have a mindset shift. Here's what I would have done differently and what I do differently now. I grew up thinking that I had to earn my worth, earn my value, earn love and acceptance. Earn it all, which left me never feeling good enough because my value was placed in other people's hands. They had to give it to me. By trying to earn my worth, I was placing my worth outside of me. I was placing it in certificates, in degrees, in job titles, in relationship statuses, and even worse, in other people's thoughts of me. I would have chosen to decide earlier that my worth is not outside of me. This took me up until my late 20s, early 30s, to really realize that my worth is inside of me. I spent so much of my time hustling for my worth, for somebody to just give me the medal, deeming me worthy. My worth is inside of me, just like your worth is inside of you. I get to just decide I am worthy, and you get to just decide that you are worthy. I get to decide and create the belief I am worthy of the love I want. I am worthy of love. And you get to create that inside of you. You get to create that belief that you are worthy of love. I get to decide I am worthy of my dreams and my goals. And you get to decide just by making a decision that you are worthy of your dreams and your goals. I no longer have to work to earn anything. I don't have to work to earn my love. I don't have to work to earn my value, my worth, appreciation, acceptance, because I decided already that I have it. I decide I'm lovable, no matter what other people may say, no matter what past relationships, experiences tell me, I get to decide I am worthy and I am lovable. And so can you. The only thing you need to do is a mindset shift and make a decision to believe on purpose, and sometimes without evidence. Secondly, I would not just mentally understand that my thoughts create my feelings, because people are like, no, I get it. I understand. My thoughts create my feelings. But I would truly accept it. I would accept that circumstances, situations, relationship statuses, someone's response to me, their reactions to me, other people's behaviors do not create my feelings. My thoughts about those situations create my feelings. I cannot create feelings for others to feel, and they cannot create feelings for me to feel. It all comes from thoughts. My own thoughts create my feelings, and their thoughts create their feelings. Next, I would stop taking responsibility for other people's feelings and stop making other people responsible for my feelings. I would learn that my thoughts create my feelings, and their thoughts create their feelings. I would accept that it is okay if other people get upset or hurt by me, even when it's not intentional. It happens. We are human, and we live in this human experience where we interact with other people, and we have human moments, and it's okay to have human moments. It's not the end of the world if I upset someone. It may not feel good. I may have to feel and handle and process uncomfortable emotions. But I now believe I can feel uncomfortable emotions. I would know that I have the capacity for uncomfortable feelings. And I can feel the hard feelings, the uncomfortable feelings, the not so good feelings inside my body. And I won't die. Even though my brain wants to freak out sometimes, I can tell my brain we are safe. We are a body and a vessel that can feel these hard emotions. I am capable, even if it feels like death. It's not actually death. I would accept that security, being, quote, safe, quote, fear from rejection, is an illusion. There is no actual certainty in life. There are no guarantees. All we can do and accept is that we make decisions that work or decisions that won't work. And when something isn't working, we just pivot and make a new decision. There is no right timing. There is no right thing. There is no right decision. We decide what we are going to do, and we make it the right thing for now And then when it's not working, we pivot and make a new decision. I would not believe every feeling I had to be true. I used to think that every feeling I had told me that my thoughts were true, so my feelings were true because my thoughts were true. So when I felt a certain way, I instantly believed it. They don't love me because they do that. If they really loved me, they would this. You're not really good enough because fill in the blank. I didn't take the time to question if my thought was real, if my thought was true, if my thought created that feeling, if it was true or not. I just knew that I had this feeling, so it must be true. I was stubborn and I dug my feet in. I am somebody who just feels emotions deeply, and that still is true. But I would use that as like an excuse that my feelings were real because I felt feelings deeply. I feel this way, it must be so. Now I realize my feelings feel true because they are already in my body. The thought creating it may not be true and I need to question it. Because the thought creating my fear, the thought creating my fear of rejection, my anxiety, my depression may not be true. So I had to learn to be aware of my thoughts and ask myself, is this thought even true? Is it even real? Is it what is even being reflected in this situation? Us with anxious attachment can't always go with our gut or intuition feeling because sometimes we have triggered our anxious attachment that produces a lot of thoughts that are wired from the primitive part of our brain, wiring us to take our automatic responses and not from our higher brain or our prefrontal cortex that lets us think about our thinking and decide how we're going to show up. I would spend more time looking at my thoughts instead of what I think other people think of me and being in other people's brains of make-believe. Because what I think people are thinking of me are actually projections of my own insecure thoughts about myself or my fears. I would accept that other people's thoughts about me and my life are none of my business. The only thing that is my business and that I actually have control over is my own thoughts. Knowing them, questioning them, and practicing new thoughts on purpose to get the results I want in my life. I would practice and never give up stopping myself from being mean to myself. I would stop beating myself up for being human and having human emotions and human reactions. I would learn earlier to show myself compassion, more care, more understanding, and more grace. When my brain starts being mean to me, I'd talk back to it. I'd call it out on its BS. I would not just be a passive listener to my primitive brain. I would not expect myself to be happy and upbeat and positive all the time. I would give myself space to feel all of my emotions, good, bad, beautiful, ugly, and everything in between. Because that is the human experience. We are not supposed to be happy all the time, motivated all the time, inspired all the time. We are allowed for the other 50-50, and just because we feel the other uncomfortable 50-50 doesn't mean life isn't going the way that it's supposed to be. Instead of waiting for everything to be, quote, perfect, I would allow myself to go and do the B-minus work and be done. My mentor taught me that phrase. It's called B-minus work and out the door, and it has stuck with me. When I try to do things perfectly, it takes so much time, so much energy, so much effort, and I never finish it. So my new thing is B minus work and out the door. A perfectionist brain doesn't get progress. Lastly, I would define words for myself instead of letting society, my family, or my friends determine them for me. I get to decide what a good enough mother does and doesn't do. I get to decide to give myself compassion and grace when I don't show up 100% of the time as the parent I want to be and still decide that it is good enough. I get to decide what a good enough partner looks like, sounds like, and what they do and what they don't do. I get to decide to give myself compassion and grace when I don't show up 100% of the time as the partner I want to be, and still decide that it is good enough. Because my brain is already wired to tell me I'm not good enough, I'm never doing enough, and I deserve to have a brain, or at least to have the willpower to talk back to my brain and tell me that that's not real. No one gets to decide how I do my life. If it is good or bad, or if it is good enough or not, I get to create my life. And I get to decide what is good enough for me and my family. No matter what my brain wants to automatically tell me because of conditioning, because of family, because of culture, because of expectations placed on me, I get to unlearn all of those. I get to deconstruct all of that and decide on purpose what I want for my life. And so can you. Thought work allowed me to think about my thinking, to create thoughts on purpose, to develop new beliefs, to challenge old existing beliefs. Thought work allows me to believe I am enough and that I have capacity to feel whatever emotion comes from living this life. And it can give you the same. Thought work will change your life. When you decide that you are ready, I want you to know I'm here to teach you how and to go with you on this journey. You don't have to do this alone. I want to invite you to join my one-on-one coaching program, where I help you get your anxious attachment under control, where I teach you all the skills and strategies you need to stop overthinking, build self-confidence, develop the belief you are lovable, and have the relationship and the life that you want. If you're like, Amber, I'm glad it worked for you, but it won't work for me, I want you to know that I believe thought work works for anyone who decides it is going to work for them. When you make the decision, this is what is going to work for you, you show up differently and you do the work differently, and it will change your life. However, until you are able to believe that it can get better and it can change, I want you to know I will hold the belief for you, and I will be on your side, and I will hold the belief until you do. I will coach you until you are able to develop this belief. People ask me, Amber, what is life coaching? I think of it as mental and emotional maintenance, where you learn mental and emotional tools and strategies to transform your life. It's learning and unlearning thought patterns that are keeping you stuck, so that you can get unstuck and get the life that you want, the relationship that you want, the sense of self that you want. It's learning how to feel and process uncomfortable emotions so that your emotions don't control you, but you control them. People ask me, what do you get from life coaching? Why should I pay money and join your program? I tell them, they should only join my program if they are ready to do the work. Only if they are ready for their life to change from the inside out. Only if they want to do the work to get emotional and mental freedom. I share my personal experience. I tell them, learning life coaching skills and concepts, being coached, and really understanding my brain patterns and the emotions they cause changed my life. Really saved my life. And it can do the same for them. The value of life coaching to me, as someone with anxious attachment, anxiety, and depression, is higher quality of life, mentally and emotionally. And it just, it like seeps into the rest of your world, and it makes the quality of your overall life so much better. The value is being able to live in a body that can grow its capacity to feel hard emotions without being reactive or demanding. The value of life coaching is learning that even though my brain tells me one thing, doesn't make it true, and I can rewire my brain for new thought beliefs, new self-concepts, and go after what I want in life. The value of life coaching to me is learning to choose your life, choosing how you want to show up in it, learning what that looks like in real time, learning about the brain, self-regulation, understanding emotional reactions, being aware of your inner thoughts and dialogue that are creating your current life and keeping you from the life that you want. Amber, this is great. It all sounds wonderful. I see the value, but I am so busy. Aren't we all? Aren't we all? For me, though, it is worth making the time in my busy schedule of a full-time working mother of two kids and in an amazing partnership. It is worth the time for me to create time to be coached, to listen to podcasts, and join coaching programs. I am in, and I do all of those things. The time I spend in those spaces reduces the time spent in mental and emotional overwhelm and stress. The skills that I have learned have helped me manage all of the things that life throws at me, while already dealing with so much internally, anxiety, depression, low self-esteem. So to me, learning the ability to manage thoughts in the moment so that I can turn the turmoil into peace, turn the chaos into understanding, is worth the time and the financial investment. I come from a family where mental health challenges are frequent and can become severe and truly impact their quality of life. So I wanted to make sure that I took care of my mental health. I wanted to do the work to heal, to understand why I do the things I do, why emotions are so hard, why I never feel good enough, why after all that I've done in my life, I still couldn't just love myself. And I found life coaching. And it was the mental and emotional freedom train I was looking for. Doing the hard and good work changed my life, and I know it can change yours too. What if you are busy and you can make time for something that will change your life? What if you are busy and 1 hour of your life a week can truly change it? What if it does cost money and the money spent is an investment into your future self who is able to handle her emotions, who is able to stop overthinking, who is able to truly believe she is lovable and worthy of the life that she wants? Who would you be if you were able to process your emotions, stop your overthinking, stop people-pleasing, and truly believe you are worthy? You might just be a person who chooses to invest in themselves with time and money because you would see yourself as deserving of the life that you want. To me, you are already that person, and I believe in this version of you, and that's the value of having a life coach in your life. I believe in the version of you that understands their anxious attachment, who knows their self-worth, and who does thought work to get the life that they want. So if you are ready to meet this future version of yourself, email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com and schedule a consultation. I provide a free 1 hour consultation where we get to know each other, make sure we're a good fit for working with each other, and you get to ask all the questions you want to ask. And I answer them all. I can't wait to hear from you and get started. Oh, and by the way, you will want to get on my waitlist for my group program starting in December. I am ending this year with a bang, so get on that waitlist. I will only have 36 spots available for this group program, so you will not want to miss it. Don't forget to like and share this podcast. It would mean so much to me to get this podcast out to as many women as we can. And head on over to Instagram while you're at it and follow me at Anxious Attachment Solution. I can't wait to see you. Thank you for joining me today.
Hope you have a great week.
You are going to want my free guide on how to calm your anxious attachment. So head over to my Instagram, Taking Back Her Brain, and grab it. If this podcast resonated with you, I would really appreciate if you would rate and share it. If you have any questions or want to know more about how to work with me, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com. Can't wait to hear from you.